This is HPR episode 2471 entitled, Tea Time. It is hosted by Operat Zero R and is about 6 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, I go over where I am at with tea.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. I'm headed home here in traffic, Lena. This episode is going to be about, I heard an episode here, actually listening to an episode right now, 2440, how to save bad fiends. And it made me think that I haven't really talked about my tea and green tea and all that stuff. So, if you're not interested in teas, green teas, or alternative things to drink besides coffee, this would be that valuable for you. So I started a kind of a 9-to-5 type of job where I would have to be conscious at certain times of the day when I normally wouldn't be conscious. So I said I don't want to be one of those guys that's drinking coffee all the time. So what I did was started looking around. I bought a bunch of green tea, realized that there's no little to no caffeine in the green tea. We have a market here in Atlanta called the Decaf Farmers Market, where you can buy loose leaf and green tea, different types of tea and spices. So I got a few things there, started messing around with green teas, realizing that there's not a whole lot of caffeine or a lot of kick to any of those. They have all types of good things in them, like your oolongs and stuff like that have different types of good things in them, but there's not a whole lot of caffeine. So there's other alternatives like Costco brand energy drinks that are, you know, you buy a box full and you get a ton of those. There's a ton of caffeine in it, and it's got that taurine or whatever stuff in there that gives you the kind of same stuff that 5-Hour Energy has. So I know I didn't want to do that because those are kind of overkill. I use those for if I'm about to fall asleep at the wheel, I'll take a 5-Hour Energy basically. So what I ended up doing was looking at stumbling upon matcha. And the matcha is basically ground up green tea. I don't know what the different types of matcha there are. The only type that they had at the store, the market, was just... it just said matcha. It didn't even tell you what type of tea it was. So it's essentially they grind up in a powder form, and it is a mess. Try to think of eyeliner in that regard, where it's very thin and very it sticks to your skin. So it's a mess, but it's a powdered tea, and it has a lot more punch and a lot more flavor than if you were to do like a loose leaf tea. And it's basically like an instant coffee or an instant tea. So there's a little bit more caffeine in those. It's not nearly as bad as like a Starbucks cup of coffee. But I still kind of struggled with it because it was very potent. The flavor is extremely, pretty overwhelming depending on how much of the powder you put in there. I probably put too much to try to get more caffeine out of the green tea than I would normally get. On top of that, I ran into a thing called mate, which is in some cases a cold beverage. They will drink it out of a gourd. If you've ever seen the TV show Mozart in the Jungle, the guys, infamous for drinking his little mate with a thing. So it's essentially almost like a cross between like loose leaf green tea and matcha, and it's kind of like a they grind everything up. They grind the they grind the stem up and the leaves and all that stuff. And it's a certain kind of tea leaf that's, you know, like a monoculture. So, anyways, there's a fair amount more of caffeine in those as opposed to green tea. So you get a little bit, two or three times more punch. Still not nearly as bad as a cup of coffee, Starbucks coffee. But you get a little bit more punch for what you get. And there's also better, supposedly, stuff in mate than there is anything else. I don't know the brand I know of offhand. I know it's yellow, and it's got like a parrot on it or whatever. I'll see if I can look at it as I'm trying to drive. And at the same time, and see if I can bring up the brand that I like. It's very strong. A lot of your green teas are like that, unless you get like the... like your flowery based green teas that will have a fair amount of like floral stuff in them, almost like your sakis will do the same thing, where you'll have some very floral sakis that aren't dry. You traditionally can drink it with a you can drink it cold. The mate you can drink cold, and you can kind of cold brew it. They say to brew it at, strangely enough, like 80 degrees. You don't want to roast it, basically. You don't want to have like 120 degree traditional boiling kind of water. They say to seep it in less and more or less hot. And there's a bunch of extra stuff online about how different ways you can make mate, but I usually hot brew it, and I will add color, I will add ice and a bunch of sugar. And then kind of go from there. So I'll see if I can, while I'm still, see if I can find the brand that I like. Nope, I don't see it. But it's like from Paraguay or something. The mountains of, you know, off of Adirondack or something ridiculous. Anyways, that's a quick little episode for you guys. I hope this helps you out. Try not to drink too much coffee. Or that energy drinks, try to get you some mate, and have a good time and share.
You've been listening to Hecker Public Radio at heckerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hecker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.